Hello, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of The Awesome with Cody. As usual, I am your host, Cody, and we're continuing July's theme of Spider-Man comic books. So this week we're going to be talking about a alternate. Well, I mean, most of them are different timelines, but this is a out of canon type thing. This is reminiscent of Dark Knight Returns from Frank Miller and Klaus Janson. So basically, I'm gonna read your description and it kind of breaks down what it is. So it says Spider-Man's Darkest Night? The time, the future, the place: a cold, hostile Manhattan that has no longer traded freedom, or that has long ago traded freedom for security, imposing a brutal soldiers of the rain. The opposition. The opposition. Publisher turned rabble-rousing street prophet J. Jonah Jameson, who promises Spider-Man will return to save them all, but the long-vanished hero is a tired old man now. No job, no family, no hope. Can Peter Parker rediscover his once great power and the great responsibility that comes with it? Or is the Spider-Man's mask too heavy a burden to bear in this harsh new reality? And it features Doc Octopus, Electro, Kraven, Mysterio, Sandman, Scorpion, and more. This particular book, released in 2006, well, end of 2006 into the beginning of 2007, is four issues. It is written by, I think it's pronounced, Kari Andrews, I think is the guy's name. He does a lot of things, but he is a comic book writer, an artist, a filmmaker. He's Canadian as well, from Saskatchewan. He has worked on many characters from all over facets of comic books. Spider-Man, Wolverine. He's done Thundercats. He actually did a really cool one-shot of Thundercats and Battle of the Planets. Which, I mean, if you don't know what those are, I guess it's really hard to say. It's a pretty cool one shot. He's worked on Gen 13, a bunch of X-Men stuff. He wrote and drew Iron Fist, The Living Weapon in 2000 and. Oh my God, how long ago was that? 2000. Oh, I had it up here, didn't I? I want to say 2014. I think that's what it was. 2014, I think is what it was. But he did that. It was really cool. He drew covers for a bunch of books. Iron Man, against some Spider-Man stuff. Incredible Hulk, Ultimate Avengers, Black Panther, G.I. Joe versus Transformers, which at that time was on Image, Matrix comic book, like I said, Iron Fist he did. I want to say it was 2014. Film-wise, he has a movie called Altitude, which is came out in 2010. Yeah, 2010. It's a horror movie. He did one of the vignettes for V and ABC's of Death. If you don't know what that is, it's a anthology series, literally short films based on the alphabet of death. He did V is for Vagitus, I guess. I don't know what that actually is, but I remember watching it. He did the sequel to Cabin Fever called Patient Zero, or is it a prequel? I can't remember if that was the one before or the one after. I want to say it's the one after, but I never saw it, so I don't know. And then something called The Hunted, which is not out yet, or I don't know. And then TV series, he's worked on Van Helsing, Aftermath. I don't know what these other ones are. Siblings, Other Kingdom, and Mech X4. I have no idea what those are. But it's neither here nor there. And then artist on the book, name, again, I'm terrible with names. I think it's Jose Villarubia? 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 I'm not too sure. But he's worked on a bunch of stuff. Everything from, well, Spider-Man, obviously, to Hulk, X-Men. He was the artist on a book called Sweet Tooth with Jeff Lemire. Bunch of stuff. He's been all over the map. Pretty good artist. And the art in this book is pretty gnarly. Very, very stylized, but it's gorgeous and haunting. It's amazing. So, premise of this book, if you didn't get from the description I read. And again, it's called Spider-Man Reign, R-E-I-G-N, as in like rain over a city, you know. The whole premise is this, that the city of Manhattan has been separated from the other cities with walls. And inside the walls, there's a militant force run by the mayor. I air quotes that, by the way, since you can't see me. Mayor Waters, and he has a plan to deploy something called Web, W-E-B-B. It is a system to protect the city from attackers. So basically, it's gonna stop anybody from being able to come into the city from outside. Sort of like a dome, but it's a laser grid that will stop people from coming in. So he has that set to deploy. Peter, being an old man, somewhere late 60s, early 70s, he is alone. He has no family. He's haunted by his deceased wife, Mary Jane. The mayor Waters, has a secret. He has a bunch of the villains, that he has captured through over the years of taking militant control of Manhattan. And they, include Electro, Mysterio, Kraven the Hunter, the Sandman, Scorpio, and Hydro Man. He calls them the Sinner Six. So much like the Sinister Six. And he has one ace up his sleeve as well that nobody really knows about, and it is Kingpin. He has Kingpin captive prisoner. He's in a vegetative state. He teases him and mocks him all the time, or at least once a year. That's where he gained power and money from Kingpin. So he has this plan that as soon as basically Spider-Man pokes up his head again, he's going to release in the city to draw him out the Sinner Six. So he's going to release Electro, Mysterio, Kraven the Hunter, the Sandman, the Scorpion, and Hydro Man out on in the public and let everybody see it. And then he's going to let them work off their penance and then let them outside the city. And because of the web, they won't be able to come back in. And the rest of the world can fear them as Manhattan has. So through this story, or beginning of the story, Peter tries to stop some soldiers from hurting some little kids, and he gets his arm broken and his face bashed in. And as he's home sulking, being haunted by the ghost of Mary Jane, or at least in his head, he gets a visit from an elderly friend of his, sort of, and it's J. Jonah Jameson. He delivers a package to Peter and tells him that he sold the Daily Bugle because Peter made him a liar because he was a man of truth. And so he leaves Peter there with the item. Peter opens the package. It's an old camera, but with the old camera is an old black and white mask. It's black and white costume. He instinctively pulls it on, goes down and he saves Jonah Jameson from being beaten by the police force. He defeats them wearing only the mask and his underwear. So as Jonah asks Spider-Man to come back, Peter then punches him in the face and walks away without saying a word, which is very unlike Peter, but, you know, he's old and kind of had it. So this then comes to the whole thing about Mayor Waters is shocked at the return of Spider-Man, realizing, basically thinking it would never happen. So then he releases the Sinister Six. The Sinister Six, he has an option or idea to control them. He's implanted micro explosives in their bodies. So if they try to go away from the plan, go out on their own, they will explode. And it's a powerful enough explosive to burn sand. So, Sandman, you know, gotcha. He basically sends them out to basically to defeat their old nemesis and bring him out. Well, they do that and they beat the living bejesus out of Peter. But right before they have a chance to literally kill him, Doc Ock shows up and saves him. He then confronts Peter, brings Peter to the graveyard where he sees the grave markers for Mary Jane Watson's Parker, May Parker, and Ben Parker. So basically what happens is after being buried in Mary Jane Watson's coffin by Doc Ock's tentacles and coming to face his and conquering his own inner demons, Peter emerges from with his famous red and blue suit, which he secretly had buried with her. And of course, Doc knew this. Doc is a tragic story, and the whole story with Mary Jane and Peter is fucking tragic as well. I'll tell you what it is right now. So after they were married, they were trying to have a family. Mary Jane got sick, and it turned out that Peter's blood is Peter's poisoned by radioactivity, but doesn't kill him because of the mutations of his body. But after a lifetime of being with her, he has literally riddled her body with cancer, and she dies. But he doesn't spend his last moments with her. He leaves her in the hospital bed to go fight crime. And she dies alone in a hospital bed because of him and without him. So he has to face this and know that, yes, he's done this, but he needs to be a hero still. So he goes to save the city. In the mayor's office, J. Jonah Jameson attacks him. Attacks the mayor's aide, technically. Only realize that it's the assistant. And So in the mayor's office, a detained Jameson attacks him, only to realize that Edward Sachs, the mayor's assistant, is actually Venom. Venom uses the web system to project his suit, covering the population of New York in an army of symbiotes. Converting the population of New York into an army of symbiotes that does his bidding. He calls the Sinister Six back to guard the building as Spider-Man begins his assault. Spider-Man then just mops the floor with the Sinister Six, uses their powers against them, and gets through there. He then fights he fights with Venom. He fights with the symbiotes. Then he uses the bombs that were inside the Sinister Six, which he then gets a basically gives the Sandman at this point, who's never really been a really big bad guy, he's kind of been an anti-hero, sees what is happening to the people, and he then helps Peter, or helps Spider-Man, gives him a detonator, then walks into the group of symbiotes that are there, and then Peter detonates the explosives, blowing up the tower, destroying the web, as well as destroying Venom, well, air quotes, destroying Venom, and defeating the Rain, as they refer to it. So then you get a news flash from Jameson, reports that all crime levels are back where they were years ago, but so are the heroes. As Peter visits Mary Jane's grave, he states that he will join her in peace one day, but until then, he has responsibilities. So, a super dark story. It has some really clever stuff in it. I'll let you read it. And it's just a total, just so much fun. And I enjoy it so much. It's super dark. And there's another one too, if you, which I may talk about another time, but it's called, I want to say it's called Silver Surfer Requiem, and it came around the same time. It's a pretty good story as well. But yeah, pretty fucking rad story, if you ask me. Like I said, the art is amazing. It's so crazy. The way they stylize it and just the way they draw everything. But yeah, that's about it for Spider-Man Reign. Pretty fun little book. You can get it, again, not a sponsor, but you can get it on Amazon. If you get Kindle Unlimited from Amazon, it's the trade is on there, as well as individual four issues, which you can just read. The trade is the same thing. And you can look at it, and it looks gorgeous on an iPad or a nice tablet, as well as on a computer, too, if you read them on a computer. It's a fun little, it's very noirish in a way. Interior, it's got a lot of interior monologuing. You kind of get an idea of how utterly just destroyed of a human being that Peter is after all he's gone through. But it's a pretty interesting story the way they told it. Like I said, it's, very, very dark. Adds an interesting thought to what it would be like when Peter did get older. It's just a really dark... I mean, you'd hope he'd have a little bit of fucking, you know, happiness in his life, but apparently not to Kari here, or Carrie, or how you say his name. But yeah, that's it for Spider-Man Reign for this week. Tune in next week where... Hold on. I forgot what next week is, so I got to look at my list here. Superior Spider-Man. That's a fun one, too. So we'll be talking about that one next week, so if you want to read ahead and things like that. But, yeah, that's it for this week's episode. As usual, I'm Cody, and this has been the Awesome Cody. And like I always say at the end of the episodes, let's be awesome.